Hola, señor, ¿qué pasas?
All right, so let's talk about WWE on how it's evolved through the years.
Oh, okay.
See, Lyndon, before, we used to have The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Wait, so people call like watch her stuff?
Yeah, people can watch my stuff.
Like live, or we have to record it?
Yeah, we record it and then I can either put it on Facebook if I want.
Oh.
Yeah, so you know how we had The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker?
Yeah.
Those legends are retired. Well, not all of them are retired, but see, Lyndon, before they were called the WWF,
What does that stand for?
World Wrestling Federation.
Federation, so not Entertainment Federation. So that's different. That's way different.
See, before they're just called the WWE now, so now they're called World Wrestling Entertainment. See, the problem with that is just that Vince turned to WWE PG.
Yeah.
And so that causes problems. You know why,
Why?
Lyndon? Because they lose millions of viewers every single year.
Yeah, because it's people are finding out that it's scripted and it's fake.
Well, they can't fake injuries. That's real in
Yeah, but
wrestling.
it's scripted though. They get paid to get injured.
Well, they don't do it on purpose, but
Yeah.
yeah, so maybe if they didn't re maybe if they didn't script it, then maybe it would be a good it would be better than like because before they didn't script everything. Now they do.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, they didn't script as much. They didn't script everything. Before, you could say whatever the heck you want, and it didn't matter. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Oh.
I'll be right back. I need it. All right.
Right, guys. So it's just me right now, but I'm not really into WWE too much. It's my cousin. He wanted to do this podcast, so I was like, whatever, I'll join. But yeah, if you guys are listening, go sub to me on YouTube, Lin2004. And then my cousin is Shattuck Animations Kess, or something like that. Or character animation,
Yep.
I forgot what it's called.
I'm back.
But,
So you're right. It's like okay. So it's called Shattuck Animations Cast.
yeah,
That's
but you have to, in
it.
order to get it, you have to search up Shattuck1369 Kess.
Yeah. That's my main channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So yeah, WWE before they didn't script everything, but now they're being scripted, and yeah, it's just not that good anymore. And they lose millions of viewers. So, what do you think they should do? See, back.
I think they should just stop scripting it all. Make it fair matches where it's not scripted, where they decide the winner before the match starts.
And they should stop being PG.
Yeah, they should just go full out. It's wrestling, so.
Okay. Here's the thing. They can curse whenever they want. Okay. They can say whatever they want, except when there's kids around. That's when they put the filter on. They can still say swear words, but not as many. So yeah, that but yeah, to be honest, I agree with you. They stopped scripting anything. And there's a guy who doesn't really deserve to get booed. His name is Roman Reigns. He's the guy that I play as almost all the time, WWE 2K18, the game that we play.
Yeah.
They made him get cheered in the game, but not in real life. He doesn't get consistent cheers. Mostly almost gets boos all the time. And so he doesn't have con see Vince McMahon made The Undertaker and he likes everything to be his idea. So that's the problem with Vince.
Yeah.
Roman is just being what he is. He's doing what he's been told.
Yeah.
So basically, it's not the 80s anymore. It's not the 90s where they didn't script everything as much. This is 2018. And Vince, if you want your business to survive, then listen to us. Please.
Yeah.
We need to spread this on. I will make a Twitter account just so WWE will, I will make a Twitter account just so WWE will hear this. I have a Facebook account. I will make a Twitter account just so they will hear this.
Yeah.
Because, Vince, you know, the only way I can see it working if he listens to the fans, back in the Attitude Era, they could do whatever they want. You know, they did, you know, the stuff that they did back in the 90s, some things they did a little too far, but, you know.
It's true, though.
Yeah, you know, like Kane set a person on fire, literally. That, they don't fake it, like that, they use real fire.
Yeah,
so... Oh, I'll be right back again. My uncle's calling me. You see, yeah, so I'm back. But you see, it's different in the games because you can relive your childhood in the games. But in reality, you can't relive that. You can buy your tapes from the late 1980s, you know, like the 90s, you know, you can rewatch it. But that's never, the full extent of reliving your childhood is in video games and old tapes and on YouTube. That's how people from the Attitude Era can relive their childhood.
Yeah.
And Vince, people want their childhood back. We want a new era, not this PG crap. We want a new, fresh, bloody, go back to blood, swearing, all that crazy stuff that you did back in the 90s. Alright, say what you want to say.
I really agree with you, gotta say. I feel like you got some good points in there and stuff.
Yeah, so, Vince, you need to cut off on the scripting too much. You're scripting it too much. You need to let wrestlers say what they want to say. Let them, like, Lennon, what's that word? Like, speak their own words. Like they need to speak their own words. The wrestlers are being told to, they're saying their lines. They need to do their own lines. Okay, maybe if you don't script so many things, then it'll work. And and also, back in the 90s, he didn't do that much. Some things were scripted, but not all the things were scripted.
Yeah.
And you see, Lyndon, what's the problem that you see in Vince?
I feel like he's just scripting things too much and he's not letting it roll out like it's real and stuff, because people enjoy real stuff and they don't really enjoy scripted stuff too much.
And you know,
I feel like it's false advertising because you're not telling people that it's scripted.
Good point. You know, some people would beg to differ, but you know, this isn't about them. This, you know, it's about our podcast. But you know, yeah. So finally, I actually have guests on my show because you know my first two episodes are just me talking.
All right.
Yeah, so, yeah, now I actually have guests now. But, yeah, so your thoughts are false advertising. I agree with that. I agree with that. You know, he needs to stop scripting things. Well, okay, so, Lyndon, there was one time in wrestling that they actually had to rehearse, and that was when The Rock and Triple H had a 60-minute match, so they had only an hour to finish the match, and usually they have all the time in the world. Well, they only have 3 hours, but if they pass their time frame a little, like 2 minutes, like more than they should, then that's fine. But this was, they had an hour to finish the match, just so everything went to according to plan. They had to rehearse it.
Right.
But otherwise, they don't rehearse it, but they should.
Yeah.
You know, point, because you're not scripting too much. Back in the Attitude Era, like I said, you didn't script. Sure, the storytelling is fake, but, you know, it's how you make the storyline, and you're not making very good ones.
Yeah.
You need to make good storylines, like, make a storyline that's actually, like, intense. You need to add that flair that you had in the 90s. Get rid of the PG thing. I'm tired of that PG crap. This all started when the PG thing.
They don't have to go full out like it's only bloody war. But it could be like some stuff could be censored and stuff, but just not PG because it's not going to be as good because it's not going to have. It's just going to feel like it's made for only little kids and adults can't enjoy it
as much as they did in the 90s.
Yeah. Like, I understand they don't want kids
seeing bloody.
It doesn't really matter at this point because kids are going trying these stunts at home, and guess what? They're getting hurt.
And you know, so guess you need to do, you know. Yeah. So basically, that's, you know, Vince, you need to make it real, make it look real, make it feel real, make it exciting. And maybe the crowds won't be so dead because the only time they actually get excited is when something cool happens, and that's it. Otherwise, the two times that they only actually roar is when like either an entrance or like something amazing happens, like a new move. Otherwise, it's this. The theme song, or, like, whatever the theme song is, it's, like, the theme song playing, but this. Behind the theme song. There's no roaring. Yeah. No. I want to hear a crowd roaring. Not this. Let's just pretend a wrestler's theme song is playing. For instance, Stone Cold Steve Austin. There's no cheering. Yeah. I don't hear no cheering, Lyndon. I don't hear no cheering. So, Vince, listen to us. We feel like that you're scripting things too much. Go back to the.
I feel like the only reason they're really in this is for the money. Like, they don't really care about.
See, before they actually put their heart and soul into it.
It's not like the NBA where stuff is real and the games aren't scripted.
Maybe a tiny bit, but you know, yeah, like seriously.
They'll make so much more money. If they're in it for the money, they should at least pour some of their heart into it because some people will enjoy that.
And yeah, like, really. Like, bro, we need a fresh new era of blood, violence, swearing. Like, okay, not full-out bloodiness.
It could be some censoring. Just make it exciting for everyone.
Exactly, because then, okay, Lyndon, here's the big thing. Viewers. They won't go out of business then. But, here's the thing, Lyndon. But if Vince ever dies or retires, then maybe they'll test the limits and go back to the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... that's our thoughts on it, on the situation. What would you like to say to the crowd? Oh yeah, guys, if you're wondering what that clicking is, he's playing Xbox right now. So yeah, he's playing Xbox while talking to me. So yeah, that's why you'll hear like this. I have a controller, but I'm charging my batteries. But yeah, if you're wondering what this is, like that little clicking or tapping, then that's his controller. Because he's playing a game right now. Yeah, so yeah. If you're wondering what that is, then now you know. But yeah. So that's our thoughts on the situation.
Also, what are we going to talk about next time?
I don't know. Let's talk about films. What film do you want to talk about next time?
We talk about, do you watch Avengers Infinity War?
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen it's a pretty good movie. But yeah, back to wrestling. Yeah, so it's like content. They barely even have any content to display because it's so boring now. It's like a podcast without any guests on my show. If I didn't have any guests, my show would have gotten boring.
Nope.
But now I actually have a guest. You're my cousin, so you're technically a guest here in my podcast. Because if I don't have any guests to talk about, there's just me sitting here talking about whatever. See, my content is good. I just like to have people in it because I actually have someone to give up their reasons for it. So, yeah. I totally agree with what you're saying. Like, Vince, stop scripting everything. Like you need to give the wrestlers some control on what they're doing. Not just script everything
yeah,
right now.
If that's how it's coming to, the wrestlers aren't having fun either.
Vince, please listen to us. I'll make a Twitter account. I really will. Just so he'll see this video on the trending page or something like that. Or whatever. The wrestlers aren't really into it as much. I mean, they try to get into it, but, you know, some are really pumped up about it, but, you know, some just sound bland and, you know, they show their real feelings for it. Some wrestlers are just in it for the money. You see, that is a person who is called a person who doesn't love their job, but they do it for the money. But here's the thing. Unlike some wrestlers, like Stone Cold, Steve Austin, The Rock, Undertaker, Kane, like, they put their heart and soul into it. Sure, we have our part-time wrestlers, but we need to work on our full-time wrestlers.
Yeah,
because
the full-time wrestlers
put their heart and soul into it.
The only reason the WWE is still a thing is because of the fans that don't know it's scripted.
And because of Stone Cold, Steve Austin, The Rock, Kane, Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Big Show, all those legends. That's the Ultimate Warrior, you know, that's Mark Henry, Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero, who died. I'm sorry about that, 2005. My condolences to him.
Well, who died?
Oh, Eddie Guerrero. He died in 2005 because of heart failure. You know, he had a feud with his best friend, Rey Mysterio, but never had a proper ending because he died. Because of all those legends, that's kind of the reason why the WWE is a thing. So, yeah. Vince, please listen. Yeah, this is our thoughts on the situation on WWE's current status. If they want to get more viewers, then, you know, stop scripting. Please, let the wrestlers have some control.
The only way.
Yeah, so the only way is to save their business. This is the only way to save their business. Like,
if they really care about the WWE and their money, then they should care about the fans, because that's what makes the business.
And also the wrestlers that put their heart and soul into it. So that's the only thing that's keeping the WWE in existence. They're full-time wrestlers that put their heart and soul into it, and the fans that put their heart and soul into it. This is our thoughts on WWE's current situation, and what would you like to say for the final goodbye, London?
Go sub to our YouTube channels, and we make gaming videos and stuff. So go sub to 1004, and then Jeremy Sayers.
Shattuck 1369 Cast and my animation channel, and my vlog channel. I'm not sure if that's, you know, actually, my vlog channel is my animation channel now, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, bye.